Welcome back to Footsteps in the Attic. This is going to be such a fun week because I believe this is podcast history for this show because I'm having the same guest back 2 weeks in a row because some people are so nice, you have to have them twice. And my guest tonight is that guest. She is an amazingly talented, sensitive, who sees spirit. She's been featured on the hit television show American Pickers, and I am honored to bring back Savannah Weaver. Savannah, how are you tonight?
Hello, I am great.
And thank you for coming back on the show. Highly appreciated.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And so we're going to do what is, we'll just call it Ask Savannah tonight, because I have fielded questions from the listeners, and I got a lot of them because, Savannah, you made podcast history this season because your episode last week was the highest listened to episode. So thank you for that.
This is awesome. I didn't see this coming. So this is really exciting for me.
Well, it's exciting for me and it's clearly exciting for everybody listening because I got a lot of questions and I literally had to wield them down. Some of them I may have asked you last week. Some of them are just random questions about you, and some of them are questions using your gift. So if you don't mind sharing it this hour, we will do our thing.
No, yeah, I'm ready.
So I'm going to be selfish, Savannah, and I'm going to lead the pack. And I put a slot down for me because I'd like to know if there's anything, you know, coming down the road that I should be on the lookout for, or if there's anything I should know about where my life's going. And I'd love, like, anything that comes up, I would love to know.
Okay, so you yourself, you have gifts. You have a very high energy that attracts a lot of people, especially broken people or people who are seeking light. And so what I would tell you is you can easily get distracted in the direction you're going. You can easily get distracted and be pulled in another way that kind of holds you back. Wow. So know when and when not to help others. Sometimes the best help you can give somebody is none at all. And it's really hard for you sometimes to say no to some people. So I would just listen to your intuition on how much of a hand you give someone and just know when you've done your part and to keep on going in your direction. Don't get pulled too far off your path.
Wow.
You're very successful. Like you strive and you achieve a lot of goals, but there's a few that you haven't, and it can be discouraging. But it's don't get in your own way.
Okay. Wow. You're right on the money. I'll just put it that way. That is you've already proved yourself to me. You are definitely on the money. And
good.
Yeah, she knows. And I mean, and just so everybody knows, like she didn't know I was going to ask about me before we went on the air. So I'm just, wow, that's hitting some chords. No, this is true. No, I was selfish. I admitted that, but I just wanted to ask one because you are the real deal, my friend. There's another question from a friend of mine, Anita, who lives in a house that is, I'm going to say, infested with spirit in Havertown, Pennsylvania. And Anita wanted me to ask you if you sense the energies in her home and if you have any advice.
The first thing that came to me was chaotic.
Yep.
Chaotic. Some advice. She can talk with them if she's open to that, and however she wants to do it, she could write them a note and sit it out with a candle at nighttime, you know, and just a small one. I swear, if you fall asleep, it's not going to be lit all night long, but you know, just a very small candle that invites spirit, and she can write them a note, but she can talk to them and she can tell them if anything is bothering her, that she sets the rules in her house. And she can always email me for tips on how to cleanse your home. That's a kind of a long thing to go through right now, but she could cleanse it. She can ask for, you know, the ones that are, because I feel like they're taking her energy and it's almost stressing her out, even though there's not, it's subconsciously almost like they're just creating all this chaos. Not, maybe her life isn't chaotic, but the house is full of chaos, and that can be very stressful on one's energy. So I would definitely tell her to do a home cleansing and write a list of rules, or you can speak it out, or however, rules of what she wants in her house, and be very, very stern with it.
I love that.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I feel like there might have been, I want to say children, or at least a child that has died there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that could be a lot of it. A toddler.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of it. And it might be like disrupting other spirits, and like everyone's just stressed out. But how, no matter the toddler, the spirit of that toddler still will understand her rules. So,
I love that.
Yeah, definitely set some rules.
So be stern, set your rules, and stay the course, and do exactly what Savannah just spelled out.
definitely. Do a house cleansing, like with some sage. There's so many different ways. Prayer, holy water. We can go through the steps. If she wants my email, we can throw that out there again at the end of the show.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do that. And I'm here nodding because everything you're saying, I'm like, yes, yes. You know exactly how to guide people in this field. So we were definitely going to be giving out your email again. So, because I have a feeling you're going to get a lot of people seeking you out, just so you know.
No, that's great. That's my purpose, I feel.
And, you know, and you're just a very unselfish person, and you're very giving, and that comes across, and you genuinely care, and you can just feel that about you. You really do want to help.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes too much. Sometimes I gotta like with the advice I told you, like that's some, I need to take my own. Know when to let go.
that's probably why we get along.
I get that.
Yes. Yeah, it can sometimes be to a fault, right?
Yes, absolutely.
This is an interesting one. Amy asks, "Do you pick up on energies from antiques or old dolls ever?"
Absolutely.
Wow. You see, that sounds like you have a story.
I pick up an energy of everything, because everything is energy.
Yeah.
There's nothing different between me and this chair I'm sitting in, except for the vibration. Okay. The chair has a very low vibration, but however, it is energy. So it has to be extreme.
Okay.
I don't, you know, like if it's excitement or anxiety or severe sadness or pain, I can pick up on those. But, you know, if it's just like a moderate, something that's, you know, something just very moderate, or something that's even like very, if it's very close to my vibration, I could feel it out. But yeah, like there's been a few Model A parts that I have picked up.
And oh, wow. Like, I bet.
Wow. And one of them was a mirror, and I picked up a mirror, and I blew smoke into the mirror from my vape. I quit smoking cigarettes, but I do have a vape, and I blew the smoke in the mirror, and I took a picture, and I mean, it's amazing, the spirits and the faces and just the things that I picked up out of this mirror. And because I knew that there was something saying, look at us, we're here, can you see us? And they're like shouting. And that's exactly incredible. What I seen and what I felt was like identical.
That is incredible. And it makes sense too. For a minute I forgot. Yeah, you've been around a lot of like antique parts, so that would make complete sense that you've gotten a few that have, for lack of a better term, called to you.
Yes. The thing with dolls, there's not a better feeling in the world than a mother's love, than nurturing, that nurturing love, that feeling of you're being safe. And when a child carries around a doll, they're giving it that love, even though it's a child giving a doll love, it's still the intention of that much love. So a lot of times when something bad has happened to that child, the doll, like, as it's the energy of that doll as its protector, will, if something bad's happened to the child, that doll knows that. That doll can, like, gets that energy from the child, like a residue left on it. And you can sense that, like, so many years, I mean, like forever, whenever, you know, that doll is found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes complete sense.
I feel that. Yeah. And I think it's like that for anything, but it's, you know, dolls, when she says specifically dolls, that's what comes to my mind is, well, dolls are cradled and loved and, you know, more than a rattle or something, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is wild. Unbelievable. I'm just sitting here like taking it in like a kid in a candy store. Zoe asks, do you believe we ever really visited the moon? And what do you feel when somebody says the moon? Like, do you get any vibes when somebody, like, is there something going on up there?
The moon. Oh, the moon. I probably am the person that says, oh, look at the moon, more than anybody.
Yeah.
Look at the moon. And it could look just like it did the night before, but look at it.
Yeah.
That, yeah, moon. Have we been to the moon?
I
don't know.
I know. I'm kind of leaning towards no, to be honest with you. I used to think growing up, of course, but the more I read about it, I'm very skeptical on that.
And to keep myself from, because I will easily obsess over something and then like, that's never good.
Yeah.
So to keep myself on the whole, I don't know. I have to keep that irrelevant.
Yeah.
And I have my own relationship with the moon, and it doesn't matter what else is going on with it, because my relationship with the moon is pure and healthy and very loving. The moon is needy, because it needs the earth just as much as we need it, you know. So it's, wow, like, and the moon it's quiet, because we see it at nighttime. And it's at nighttime, you know, a lot of things are in mystery, and it's hush hush and secret, and it's very subtle for me. Like the moon, the energy from the moon is so important when we are setting out an intention. I don't like to say cast spells. It almost sounds cliche, but when you are quote unquote spell casting or willing something to happen in your life, look at, you know, what phase the moon's in. If you're wanting to bring in something new, you know, you go for waning or waxing, and, you know, full moon if it's a very intense situation, the more energy, you know, the fuller you want it. So I use the moon for a lot of spell work.
Yeah.
Or cleansing in my life. Yeah, the moon is a very beautiful thing. She's out there. I think she is real. Have we been to her? I don't know. But what matters to me is, what does the other side of the moon look like? What is
the dark side of the moon? The dark side of the moon. Amen.
Yeah. You're like, right. I want, why doesn't the moon spin if we spin?
Thank you. Great question. I love that.
Yeah. Everything in space is like spinning or moving or doing something. Why is it our moon moving?
I love that. You already got my wheels turning. Yeah. And staying on this vibe, Ron asks, and we kind of delved into this last week, but Ron asked, have you ever picked up on extraterrestrial energy?
Wow. So, okay, here's a story.
Okay, here we go.
Yes. Yes, there was one time I still tell this story, and it's real short. When Starlink happened, I don't know if everybody mm-hmm. believes in Elon Musk
mm-hmm.
or whatever. The whole Starlink thing, my friend seen it, and I missed it. And then a few nights later, he grabbed me. He said, look, there it is. And it was, you know, it jolted me. My heart, like, it hurt my chest because I was, like, so, like, freaked out. Like, oh, my gosh. Because if you didn't know what was going on and you see all these, it looks like stars moving in a row across our sky, and it made me feel like I had been lied to my whole life and bullied, and well, what is this? Is my sky is not the same, and I demand an answer right now for this. And so I jumped up on the trailer just like to get a little bit higher, you know, like 5 feet up higher up
yeah.
to the sky, and I pointed to the sky, and I pointed, and I told my friend, I said, right there is going to be a falling star, and not one, two, boom. There was a falling shooting star. And he goes, how did you do that? I was like, dude, I have no idea. But in my mind, I felt like if I say there's a shooting star and they give me a shooting star, then this is not real. What I'm seeing, whatever they're saying it is not what it is. And
wow.
I am going to stick with that. And that's okay if other people want to believe what they believe. But I can't sit here and honestly say I fully believe the Elon Musk thing and that he's not possibly being paid to do this, or, you mm-hmm. know, the Starlink, I'm not hip to it. I don't feel it. I feel like there's something going on out there, because the answer I was given when they gave me that shooting star, right when I said it was going to happen, how did I know that? And
yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, I've had
people. It freaked me out. I was like, whoa, I feel like yeah. I'm really smart right now.
No, you know what? I've had people on the show that have had experiences, and I was in this very room interviewing one gentleman, and I said, can they hear us right now? And he said, yes. And then I heard a noise in this room, and this is dead quiet when I'm doing interviews. Something in my mind that solidified something is going on out there, and yeah. it's something beyond us, and they communicate on a frequency I don't even think the average person could even begin to understand, and you know what I mean.
Let me put this in your head. What if aliens are just us in other dimensions?
I mean, you know what, boom. That could very well be. I mean, I listen, I'm on board for the possibility of alternate dimensions and realities. I mean, I'm on board.
Yeah, me too. I just don't want to be an ugly alien, you know.
I don't think you. Well, you know what? If your human shell is any reflection, You're in good shape, Savannah.
Okay. Because that's all that matters.
You know? That is all that matters. I love that. Thank you for bringing that back. I love that.
Whether it's us or it's, you know, others, I definitely talk to them. And the thing I say, I stand outside, walk up and down my road some nights with my thumb out, like, come get me. I'm hitchhiking for my spaceships. I'm waiting for it to come back and pick me up, because being as empathic as I am, I feel like I'm not from here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I fell off in a drop of Venus or something. I don't know.
you know what? You're just, you got my mind blowing. Now you got my wheels really turning and thinking. this is great. Here's an interesting one. Steve asks what the cards say when you hear the word Bigfoot.
What do the cards say? Lucky for, is it Steve?
Steve.
So lucky for Steve, I have my cards in my hand right now.
Yeah.
So, let me do a quick little shuffle here. All right. See, Steve. What do the cards say?
I personally am a believer in it. I think there is a creature out there. I think there is something to it. I'll just put it that way.
Okay, so I got the Ace of Wands reversed. I think the Bigfoot thing, I think that it's something totally different than what we think of in our mind.
Mm.
Like this big, hairy, tall person, you
right,
know?
Right.
I feel like there were giants here. There used to be giants.
Yeah. Yeah, and absolutely. So, I believe that too.
Just like there's reptilians here. There's earth angels here. There's there's all kinds of breeds of humans here. I think that it's more of a maybe extinct
right
breed of a human from long, long, long ago.
I love yeah. that. That yeah. wow, Mike. Yeah, go ahead.
I got the Ace of Wands, so it's it's high energy. The wands are an energy card, movement. So, yes, but I feel like we misinterpret what it really is.
Well,
yeah.
Well, damn, there it is, Steve.
Yeah.
Wow, that's wild. Let me see. Oh, here's a lighter one. Gracie, her birthday is 8/25. Asks if you see her having a baby or a house down the road or both.
I see a baby girl.
Wow. Okay.
However.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's gonna be a rough start. There's okay. gonna be something unexpected happen that's gonna be kind of tough for her. She's gonna go through an awakening and be humbled.
Okay.
I guess that's a nice way of putting it. And be humbled. But however, I see a baby girl, a healthy baby girl.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good news. Okay, Grace. Yeah. So there's a baby down the road, baby girl.
Yeah, baby girl.
Now this is one that I personally have always been fascinated with. I've been to this location, so I made a point to pull this question out of the pool. Maya asks, "What you feel when the word the Amityville Horror House is mentioned?"
Well, I just got chills.
Oh.
I 100% believe in the Amityville House.
Yes.
It's
real.
The history on it is absolutely real.
Yes.
It's been so long since I've seen the movie and all that, but I do know that it's the chills are not from the movie. The chills are definitely the energy of the house.
Wow.
It's, you know, I heard it was on the market like,
yes,
like six years ago.
Yeah.
For like $3 million. And me and my friend wanted to like rent a really nice car and just like drive up there to see it. Like we was going to buy it. Like we're fancy rich people. Just because I wanted to feel the energy of the house, and like that would be one of the ultimates, you know. Like, it's like asking for trouble.
You're not wrong.
Fire unless you want to get burnt, but it's like it's so inviting.
It's such a draw. I can tell you, I went there, and when I went, there wasn't any signs like keep off. It was two friends of mine went. And it's exactly as it's portrayed in the original film. I went right up to the front door. My friends stayed back. They didn't want to come anywhere near the property. But I actually touched the front door. And I could feel. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the back of the house is just like it's portrayed in the film. It has that black water and the boat. And it's really it's amazing how well that original film captured that the layout of the house. But not only that, just the feel. Like, there was no question in my mind there's spirit there. And anybody who thinks otherwise, I'm sorry, they're just wrong. There's something going on in that house.
Absolutely.
It can be dormant. It can have periods of dormancy, but it's there and it's waiting.
yeah, Yeah, it just needs some flesh.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll find the picture of me in front and I'll send it to you later. But yeah,
please do.
I definitely will.
Yes. So my answer to that is 100% creepy.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that.
Yes, I there's definitely energy in that house, lots of it. Yeah, that's also chaotic.
There we go. Look at that.
A little more extreme, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
But I feel like that's what happens to a house if it gets out of control. If no one puts a stop to it or puts any effort or love, you know, it's just going to keep growing and growing and growing. And then it's like a kid that you don't punish or, you know, it's not disciplined. It's just going to grow and fucking be crazy and chaotic and think it can get away with whatever it wants.
Nicely said. That's perfectly said. Let's see. We got so many questions for you. Kim asks, well, I think we just answered it. What is your dream location to investigate?
My dream location to investigate, I don't know. It's the forest, that forest where it's, I don't know what country it's in.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just
saying. Oh, is it the suicide forest in Japan? I think it's Japan.
That's what I wanted to say. Japan. Yeah, the suicide forest.
Oh, you just dive right into that. That depressing environment. Yes, there is.
Matthew McConaughey is in about that.
Yes.
And it was such a beautiful movie. Man, like the message from that movie was awesome, but it also like just, you know, it took it to a positive, like more, you know, like the ending of it was more of a positive ending than I expected, just because that's such a sad place.
Yeah, it sure is. But that doesn't mean like you're somebody like yourself that could come in there and illuminate it and take some of that heaviness away from it.
Absolutely, recycle it.
Yeah, there you go. I love that.
Yeah.
So Ariel asks if your kids see spirit.
I'm pretty sure my son is open.
Okay.
To it, or will be one day. Right now he's not, but he just like kind of rolls his eyes. But I feel like one day he will kind of go through it like I did. I think that my son is more, I don't like the word powerful, more in tune than I am.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
He's definitely much older, much older soul than I am.
I like that.
I think that he can. My daughter, maybe, she's the most ADHD kid I know, and I love it about her because she's also a Sagittarius, which is fire, fire, fire. And so she's just like, go, 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 go. And getting her to sit down and really like concentrate on something like that is just not in the cards for her right now. And that's okay. She wants to be a kid and she's go, go, go. And I love that about her.
That's
so
awesome.
But maybe for her, I don't see that as much with her though, as I do my son.
Well, okay. So we're going to keep an eye on your son.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah, that's right. Is a family business a brewing? I'll put it that way. Well, here's kind of it's kind of dark, but Jenna asks, have you ever had a demonic case?
Yes. I believe I told the quick story last time when I was going through my awakening, something traumatic had happened to me.
Yes.
And it was almost every day when I was at work, it was like I was okay. But when I got home, it felt like something just pushed me to the couch and was like, don't get up.
Wow.
Like it was so bad. It was disgusting. I would have like bowls of like, you know, just like food, just like piled. I mean, my house was just like, I couldn't get up.
Really?
I couldn't do my dishes. I couldn't clean. I just could not take care of myself. I was like, I was pushed to the couch and it was everything I had to get up every morning to leave it, to go to work. And so one day I got this new dog, and his name's Clark, and he's on the couch with me, and we're just laying there, and I look, I'm trying to get him to take a picture with me with my phone, and I see him look at the wall and take off running, and I look at what he's looking at, and I'm not kidding you, there's like this skeletal face with really long black stringy hair with its like with its face crooked sideways looking at me screaming, and I seen what he's seen, and it scared me. I mean, I put the blankets over my head, I took a picture of it, I posted it to a Facebook spiritual site, and within an hour I had over 300 comments. Like,
oh my gosh.
You know, and there's a lot of scams, this and that, people wanting to, oh, here's a chance, here's a lady that we can go scam. No.
Right.
Like, with 300, some of those had to have been really, like, you know, real comments on me leaving my house. You need to get out of your house. And that's when I did my first home cleansing. And I called my psychic that I talked to. And she told me I need to put my cards away. I need to put up all my spiritual stuff, and I need to cleanse my home and just take a break for a while, because the power that I have, it's irritating. It's irritating it, because I've let that trauma just like residue,
sure,
like touch my whole home, and it's feeding off of my depression. And so after I did a home cleansing, it was gone, but it was bad. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if this is it, but the whole Ouija board thing,
yeah,
I had a Ouija board party, and every rule you could break was broken.
Yeah.
We burnt the board afterwards. We didn't close it out. I had two people get up and leave during it. One of my friend's eyeballs was black. Wow. I was like, you have contacts in. I was like, well, you're doing that to scare us. And yeah, it was all like, it's just... thing, like I could say, and you would be like, no way, but and so I don't know if that was the beginning of
I believe it was. I get a very strong vibe.
Do you feel that?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's where it started.
Yeah, me too. And I mean, it wasn't about a year later. I mean, just anything that could go bad went bad, and that was my traumatic.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's intense. Thank you for thank you for sharing that. That's a very personal story. And I know just people hearing that, that will help a lot of people, because I think some people feel like they can't talk about stuff like that when it's going on. And thank you, because that will help people.
The best thing to do is talk about it, whether people learn from it or not. At least it gives other people courage to be able to talk about their experiences and not feel like they're going to be looked at like they're crazy or nuts or anything, because there's people that are listening, and you're going to give other people strength.
Yeah.
So yeah, talk about it.
Wow. Thank you for that. And great question. So thank you.
It's a very good question.
Yeah. Barry asks how you're able to remotely connect to a house. So I guess he's just asking the basic nuts and bolts, you know, and I know that's hard to answer because you can just do it. But is there like a sentence or two in a way where you could describe how you do it?
You know, before I did this podcast, or before I do any reading, most of the time I ground myself very well with no electronics, just outside, barefoot, breathing, just being right here in the now, and giving my thanks, and doing a protection visualization meditation with me in a big bubble of white light, keeping me protected, and just being open to anything that wants to come forward, because I know that I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
With, you know, with my faith in God and my own light, that I when I enter wherever I go, that I'm going to be okay, and I'm open to anything to come forward. And a lot of the times the best way for me to read a house is not being told anything about it.
Yeah.
So if someone wanted me to come into their home and be like, what, you know, they're telling me like there's something in here. Okay, I could just be like, stop right there. Just, you know, don't tell me anymore. Now I can't have an opinion or feed off of what you're like, go off of what you're telling me, and let it just be spirit that fully comes through so I can really pinpoint what it is.
I love that. And if you don't mind me interjecting, that's usually how you know you're dealing with somebody with an authentic gift like Savannah's, because if somebody is, you know, needling you for specifics, they're probably not legitimate. I'll put it that way. Like when somebody like Savannah comes along and they're saying, I don't want you to tell me anything, you're in good hands.
Yeah, my best reads are for people in other states or in other countries, because I have zero ties to them. I've never met them, nothing about them. So those are my best reads.
And again, that's how you know she's the real deal. And that's why we will be giving out her info in a little bit. So people can reach out to you. Elizabeth, this is kind of on topic. Elizabeth asks, have you ever had to tell a friend that their house was haunted? Like maybe they didn't know, and you're like maybe seeing something or feeling something and going, you know what? You got something going on here.
I have a cousin who he felt like something was going on at his house, but he wasn't sure what it was, and so he wouldn't stay there. So finally I was like, well, let's go over there, you know, let's figure it out. And you know, he didn't know if there was something wrong with his dog, because his dog just started growling like out of nowhere, just at something. So he's like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's my own head. But I went over there, and I had to tell him, there's something here. I don't feel threatened by it, but it's definitely not on the light side. I don't know what it wants. Wow. And so I did a cleansing. My best friend plays banjo, guitar, and we sat there on his front porch after we cleansed it, and it felt really light, and everything was nice, and we sang and played all up until the night. And then I went home, and the next morning I messaged him to see how his night was in his house, and he messaged me back, his roommate died.
So, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. I don't know if it was the energy of death being there to take his friend.
Mm-hmm. But, that could very well be it.
Yeah. And he, you know, that made me feel like, ooh, like hopefully it was nothing I did.
No, no.
I don't feel it was anything I did. I feel like it was just
death. No, you were just picking up on it.
Yeah. But he needed an answer, because he didn't know if he was crazy or if there's something wrong with his dog. And I'm like, it's your house.
Wow. Yeah. Well, shoot. Great. Well, that answers that. Great story, by the way. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Patsy asks, do you believe in Native American spirits such as the Wendigo or, you know, shapeshifters? Does that register with you when somebody mentions those things?
More than anything.
Wow. Wow.
And I believe in the Native, and I haven't really educated myself with it, but more than anything, the Native Americans, if you think about how much they used the earth and how much they loved the earth and how good they were and how they use the earth to live. And so like the gift back to them, it was this, you know, the power.
Sort of lifting of the veil of the other side.
And so when there's some disrespect going on their land, you're going to feel it.
Yeah.
You're going to feel the karma, the repercussion of sacred land.
Yeah. I especially
Native American land. I
agree with you.
I feel that 100%.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've always been fascinated by the Native American culture, and I, you know, collect some things from that, and I've just always been drawn to it, but with respect, you know, and that's big. And I think it's because of everything you're describing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, respect. They're quite powerful.
Yeah, it's almost like going on, kind of like meeting with the aliens. Where they are. I am here. Where I come with peace.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like anytime you step onto sacred land and you know it, address it with some respect as if it was an elder.
Love that. Such great advice. Here's a somewhat lighter question, but Laura asks, what are some of your favorite scary movies or just movies in general?
Well, as we said before, I'm a Rob Zombie movie fan.
Yes.
House of a Thousand Corpses is by far like one of my most favorite movies. I know every word to that movie.
You know, I was in college with Tiny. He was in my class. He could never be late to class because the door would swing open and his giant frame would be there. And his name was Matt. He's the biggest. He shook my hand once and my entire arm disappeared in his hand. He was like, "Hi, how you doing?" I'm like, "Oh my God." He was huge. He drove around campus in this giant custom van. And I've just never seen anybody like that in my life. Unreal.
Wow. You'd wonder why he didn't play like basketball.
Right? Yeah, right? So that's a good one. House of a Thousand Corpses. Thumbs up.
House of a Thousand Corpses is by far my favorite. Devil's Rejects.
Good. Another good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, Sherry Moon, like if there's anything I wanted to do more than anything in the world other than, you know, like world peace and become a butterfly for a day. You know, if there's anything I could really, really do and know I could get done, it would be to do a movie with Sherry.
You know,
I just want to do a movie with Sherry.
And I have actually met both of them before and they were the sweetest people, like so quiet and humble, not at all the way they are on screen. So it was really cool because I can honestly tell you they were like super cool people.
Yeah, definitely. I bet they are.
Xavier asks if you're able to connect with angels. That's a kind of a loaded question. That's a toughie.
I think I do it every day.
There you go.
I believe I'm an angel.
Yeah.
I believe I'm an earth angel. Mm-hmm. And this is new to me. This is all like, because when someone says something to me, how I feel about it, I'll be like, yeah, I feel that. Or if I don't feel it, you know, it's like, no, I don't feel that.
Okay, right.
And when this girl said, she said to me, she said, you're an earth angel. She said, I've only met one other one, but I know that you are an earth angel. She told me, you know, the lady, she taught me everything to know, and you're an earth angel. And so I felt that when she said that. And I believe somehow we all communicate to each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in that. And I also believe that's how doctors and nurses are brought here. I think they have a touch of that. I truly do. So I call them earth angels as well.
You know?
I mean, it's healing. Healing is healing, whether it's spiritual, physical. So there you are. You're here to serve. And you're using your gift for that. And that's amazing. You know, that you're heeding the call.
Yeah. I'm glad I finally picked up. Oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
Know? And you know,
it just like clicked, right?
What I had to go through to get to this point, but right. You know, I wouldn't change anything.
Well, I've always said, you know, God puts those who he has the biggest plans for through some of the toughest hurdles because it's all preparation.
Amen. Yeah. And I used to think that I was so strong because of what I could take.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would just take, I would take blow after blow after blow. And, you know, finally, I was like, no. I'm strong because of what I won't take.
Oh, I like that.
That gave me, that's when my gifts really started coming in. When I started working on that and exercising that self-love and self-respect and not laying, and you know, not letting myself be hurt thinking like, oh, I'm supposed to take all this for these people. And no, that's not what it's about.
I love that.
Yeah. So
well said. So here is another one. Paul asks, what are the most spirits you've ever had to cleanse from a home? That's interesting. If there is one, you know, if there is a case that pops up in your head or a client.
Okay. Okay. I went to a home and I couldn't, it was like that house was chaotic and I couldn't feel like if it was the home or if it was the person that had the spirits attached mm-hmm. to her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes complete sense. Yes.
I did my best, and when I was done, I was done, and I didn't look back.
Yeah. No, you
were. I put my all into it, though, when I was there, and then I left, and I did not turn around. I was like, okay, what else am I doing today? Yeah. Maybe go grocery shopping, and this and that. Yeah, that's done.
I don't blame you. No, there are cases.
I'm like, well, hope that worked.
You know what? I've had similar experiences, and sometimes it is the people. And if the people don't change their behavior, guess what doesn't change? The activity in the home.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've only been there once and mm-hmm. she was there and I'd never seen her outside of the home, but it was very off and I couldn't pick up, but what I was picking up was a lot like, and really bad. Like demonic spirits, they are very tricky and can come in as two or three. So then it's like, ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. Right. And,
you know?
And in a lot of cases, if you're picking up demonic energy, there was a door opened by an individual. And so it could very well have been that person that caused all that.
I'm going to say right now, mm-hmm. I am not fully brushed up on learning everything about demonic
energy. Yeah, I get it.
And how to deal with it. And so I don't want to put myself in.
No, you don't want to hurt.
I don't. Yeah. Right. I haven't went that far. I've learned a little bit, but not enough to go and exercise
I'm with you.
A demon out of a human. You know, I had done some work one time on a girl, and it was the most beautiful, amazing thing that I've ever done. And I cannot emphasize what happened that night and how wild and crazy it was. But I don't ever want to do it again.
Yeah, I get it.
That was Desert Act, the Indy 500. You do it one time. Okay, that was good.
I am 1,000% with you. And I do the same thing. I could help somebody that's out there, but I don't want to directly combat anything demonic.
If it runs into me and I got nothing better to do. Okay. Let's do it. But I'd rather not.
No, I think you are extremely wise and well said. So we will leave it at that.
Yes. Okay.
Here's a lighter one. Do you have any holiday traditions at your house? This question is from Michaela. Like, do you like Christmas? Are you Halloween? Are you both?
I am a Halloween freak.
There we go. Look at that.
My daughter is embarrassed of my holiday. Ooh, I just seen a shooting star. I'm sitting outside.
Look at that.
Sorry. I have a baby infant graveyard.
Love that.
I have, these are my dolls. I like to cut their heads off and stick them on the wall.
I have vintage Halloween collection. So you're talking to the right person.
That's what I have. I have Halloween decorations from when I was a kid. Still.
Amazing. Amazing.
I like the old creepy stuff, but you know, half of it stays up. Like, I have a whole wall of machetes in my bedroom.
This is why we're friends. This is good. I love this.
Yeah, anything sharp and looks like it could take somebody's head off, I like it. I want it. And it's going on the wall.
You are amazing. I love that answer.
So, yeah, I'm into Halloween. Thanksgiving was always a hard one, and I'm trying to bring Thanksgiving back. That was my dad's favorite holiday, he passed, I quit doing it.
Yeah, I understand.
And I really have some guilt from not doing it while my kids grow up.
Yeah.
But I, this year, I decided to, instead of dwell, I'm going to celebrate in honor of my dad.
I love that. Yeah. And God bless him. God bless him. Yeah. I'm sure I know he's looking down and smiling big time at you. And he's so proud of you. So just know that. And I think that's a wonderful idea.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. He's very proud of his daughter. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Okay. I hope somebody's picking something. I can't pick anything up from him. I haven't been able to in 20 years. Allow me to do that for you.
He's very proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Two more. This is incredible. No, sorry. Is it three more questions? Three more questions, and then my time is. This is crazy. It always flies by with you. We might have to cut it down to two questions. Let's see. Here's an easy one. Flora asks if you keep in touch with anyone from American Pickers. I thought that was funny.
No, but you know, if I wasn't in a relationship during that time, me and the producer like hit it off pretty well.
Well, there you go. That's hilarious. Yeah, he probably saw you and was like, wait a minute, I want to stay on this property here.
Yeah, so he was pretty cool.
Well, there you go. There you go, Flora. That answers that one. Okay, maybe we do have time. Catherine says, are candles effective to connect with spirit?
Yes, just like I said with the that second or first question you asked me about having spirits in your home. Yeah, candles, there's so many ways. Like with the flickering, it's just because it's light. And it's also, it's you're opening, when you open that door, you're opening with light. And if you have love in your heart, then you're protected, you know, as long as you know that. With flickers, you know, you can watch the way it flickers, if it goes to one side or the other side. Just read the candle. Like, what does it feel to you when you're looking at it? Now, make sure there's not like a fan going where it's just going to be laying, you know. But,
right.
You know, get into a real still room and a real good, clear mind where you don't have anything on your mind. And you can communicate with spirit with candles. Like, I think that's one of the best ways, especially if you are new to it. For sure. Yeah. Candles.
Love that. Well, here's the last question. Erica asks, what do most people want to know when they contact you?
Most people, they want to know why life is so hard.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah, and it's usually money or romance, right?
Money and exactly, money and romance. But the biggest thing is like, why? It's like I keep running my head into the wall, and I know it's going to hurt, but I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's that unknown. It's that experience stepping into the unknown and getting uncomfortable and letting go of something, but. Yeah, that's the number one thing is detaching from things that because we're really not supposed to be attached to anything material.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Should we have an attachment to, only to our love for God, the universe, and Mother Earth.
Well said.
Our attachments really should be, and more just a love than attachment. And that's a discipline that you can work on by, well, I just up and left my whole house and went to California one year. I grabbed my purse and I didn't pack a toothbrush. I didn't pack clothes. I just bought everything on the way and I left everything here and just went to California. I drove out there and wow. That was one of the best feelings ever. It was like a fresh start. And so,
That's incredible.
Detaching from things that are keeping you held back.
Love that. So don't anchor yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
To the amazing Savannah, I can't believe I can't believe that another hour has flown by. So I want to get in. This is important. Where can people contact you? So here it is.
Okay. So you can find me on Facebook under Savannah Weaver. My profile picture is a picture of me and another girl. So don't, sometimes that's confusing. So Savannah Weaver, or my email is savanie85@gmail.com.
There it is. One more time. Let's do it. One more time.
It's Savanie85, savanie85@gmail.com.
You are just as amazing as every one of my listeners clearly believe you are, because look at all these questions that I had for you and then had to turn away the rest. So, Savannah, the other question I'm going to have is, will you please come back so we can have an Ask Savannah Part 3?
Absolutely. We can make this a thing.
Well, this is going to, this already is. This is a thing. Yes. We are doing this. We're going to have this night.
Yes, yes, because there's nothing I enjoy more than giving people like a peace of mind. So if, you know, if there's any questions, like, I don't know everything, but, you know, I will really try to figure it out with you.
And that is amazing.
Not stop until we get it. So, yeah.
See, and that is exactly why people love you. Everybody wants to, you know, ask you questions, and look how amazing and helpful you are. So on behalf of every listener that asked questions tonight, thank you for your time. You are every bit as beautiful on the inside as you are on the outside, and it is a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much. And to all the listeners, you are meant to be here. This world needs you. This earth is a better place with you here. So have faith and believe in yourself.
Wow.
And that's all.
Love that. Perfectly said. So I'm going to ask you to hold on so I can thank you off air. But you know what? Thank you again. And for the beautiful and amazing Miss Savannah Weaver, this is Brian Hobson for Footsteps in the Attic. We'll see you next week.